From Spark and Anvil and SpeakForge, this is Truss, in Chapter 1 of the SpeakForge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Truss is a careful kid who loves to build things, not with wood or metal, but with ideas. She wears a vest with many pockets, and inside she keeps her argument card and a structure tracker. She's small, but her brain is always busy, and she likes things neat and strong. Her favorite colors are cool blue and soft brown, and she pays close attention to how people talk, especially when they're trying to convince someone. Claim, then proof, then why. That's the structure that holds, she says. She draws every argument like a three-beam truss, a bridge made of words. One beam for the claim, the main idea, one for the evidence, the proof, and one for the reasoning, the why the proof matters. A claim alone is a single pole in the ground. It topples easily. Claim plus evidence is two poles, but they still wobble. All three beams together? That's a bridge you can walk across. Truss learned to love the third beam because once she lost an argument she should have won. I was completely right, she remembers, a little rueful. I knew it in my bones. But when my cousin asked me why, all I could say was, because it just is, louder and louder. She'd had the claim. She'd even had a fact or two. But she couldn't build the beam that connected them, the reasoning. So her whole argument just floated there and collapsed, and her cousin walked away unconvinced. That night, frustrated, she started drawing. She drew her argument as a bridge and saw right away what was missing, the middle beam, the one that carries the weight from the evidence up to the claim. Being sure isn't the same as being clear, she realized. The why is the beam that holds the whole thing up. Without it, even true evidence just floats. From then on, she never let an argument stand on fewer than three beams, and she never lost quite that way again. One afternoon, the group was getting ready for a big presentation about changing the rule that made schools start so early. Pitch was excited, bouncing on his toes. He loved talking, but sometimes his ideas got a bit floaty. Bolt and Spark looked worried. They knew Pitch had good ideas. They also knew he sometimes forgot the why. "Okay, my turn," Pitch declared, puffing out his chest. He grabbed a marker and wrote, "School starts later," on the whiteboard. "That's our main point." Truss held up her argument card, calm. "That's just the claim. It's a good claim, but where's the evidence and the reasoning?" Pitch blinked. Evidence? Well, everyone knows teenagers are tired in the morning. I'm tired. You're tired. Truss shook her head gently. "That's what you feel, Pitch, not solid evidence. Evidence is something others can check." Pitch thought hard, then burst out. "Oh, I read something. Studies show teenagers need more sleep. Their bodies are wired to fall asleep late, so they need to wake up later." Truss drew two beams. "Good, that's claim plus evidence. Two beams now." She tapped the empty space for the third. "But where's the reasoning?" Pitch paced, mumbling. "So, because teenagers need more sleep, and school starts super early, before their bodies are ready." Truss waited, not rushing him, holding her tracker while the missing beam seemed to glow. "So," Pitch said, eyes widening as it clicked, "if school starts when their brains are still in sleep mode, they can't really learn. They just sit there. Starting later means their brains are awake. They learn better." He snapped his fingers. Truss beamed and drew the third beam, strong and complete. "Now you have a truss. The reasoning is the beam that holds the whole thing up. Without it, the evidence floats. With it, the bridge stands." Pitch grinned, wrote the full argument, claim, evidence, reasoning, each on its own line, and the whiteboard looked sturdy now, like something you could walk across. Bolt and Spark smiled at each other. The presentation would be ready. Later, a kid stuck on a speech asked Truss how she always knew what was missing. "Look for the beam that isn't there," she said. "Usually it's the why." Truss tucked her structure tracker back into her vest pocket. Claim, then proof, then why, she said softly, mostly to herself. That's the structure that holds. She looked at the sturdy whiteboard, at Pitch's wobbly idea grown strong enough to stand on, and something warm and quiet settled in her chest. The calm, complete, clicked into place gladness of watching a floating thought find its footing and rise into a bridge. That feeling, she thought, a shaky idea made solid enough to carry someone across, was the very best part of all.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to trust. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.